Namdi got poked in the eye, and it was reported that he was going to Wills Eye Hospital. We reported that. We had a doctor here from Wills who okayed him after we made that statement. Namdi started feeling better as it went on, so he was able to come back in and return. He feels good now. So we were on top of it, but we did get it out a little premature for you. Listen, anytime you can win an NFC East game in this manner right here, I guess a good, what I consider a great football team, is a compliment to the team, to the coaches, players, and the fans for the support that they gave. Started with Brian Dawkins, his retirement of his number, and they just continued right on through. Are there things that we can get better at? Yeah, there are. There are things we actually got better at during the game. You know, I thought the offensive line progressively kind of found themselves as the game went on, and both the run game and the pass game, they were able to block obviously well enough to where McCoy had very few yards in the first half, came back and had big numbers at the end. DRC had a couple plays that I think he'd like to have back. I'm not, you know, sure on one of them. But I know the interception was a fine play. That was a great play. And so we needed that at that time. And then Alex Henry, what can you say? He made all of his kicks, did a nice job on his kickoffs. We surely got to do better on the kickoff coverage team. Not near good enough. We won the turnover battle, but lost the field position battle. And so, you give credit to Michael for managing the game the way he did and bouncing back and really played a nice game, made some very big throws and big runs. So hats off to the football team. Time's yours. Yeah, well, listen, he had the interceptions at the beginning, then he had the fumbles, and so now he had the no turnover. So that's a good thing. We're making progress in the right direction. I thought he's been just knocking the rust off from not playing. I mean, this game is so stinking fast that if you have no snaps in the preseason and you come out and you're asked to play at a high level against the football teams that we're playing against, and particularly the defenses we're playing against, and it's tough. It's tough for anybody. As great a player as he is, it's tough. So, but he found himself tonight, and did a nice job with it. What made you want to well, we thought the run was working. We started off with a couple big ones. Thought we had a nice. We came out that second half, the first drive of the second half, and really put together a nice drive. And within that, we had a couple runs that worked, big runs. And so we need to punch it in there, not make this game quite so close. But we'll work on that too. So, but listen, the runs were good. Yeah, when you're surrounded by 66,000 people that want to probably rip your throat out at that time, yeah. that's about 20-fold what Custer felt.
Any surprise that the Giants were staying aggressive once they got into the field goal range towards the end?
No, I figured they would. I figured that. They had success with it, so I figured they would continue to try to score a touchdown there.
I mean, the Giants blitzed a lot early on. I don't know if they were blitzing less as the season went on, or was it just the offensive line was playing better, or were you guys just getting the ball out quicker?
Probably a combination. Listen, they continued to blitz, yeah. So that part they did. That stayed consistent. We were able to get the ball out a little quicker. And, I thought Marty did a heck of a job calling. I mean, and the receivers were getting themselves open, and the offensive line and running, but everybody kind of picked up their game and just did a better job. We actually got into a rhythm, which is huge. We haven't been able to get that the last few games, so we were able to do that.
And, the third down before the field goal, was the call for Mike to go through one or two quick progressions and go down, or did he do that on his own?
Well, yeah, the progression, he was going to read that side, Jason, and then the over route there with, you know, with the receiver. So, and if he had an opportunity to run it in, go ahead and run it in. If not, just get down, and then we'll kick the field goal. We'll do what we have to do there. But we didn't want any, you know, you obviously don't want any turnovers there. You don't need to force anything. So. No, I mean, I don't. No, that didn't surprise me that he did that. I'm not quite where you're at, but no.
And he doesn't seem like play smarter or more conservatively. That's not the only time he threw it away or took a sack or ran out of bounds. You know, kind of did what you've been kind of trying to teach him to do.
Well, listen, you're talking about a great player here. I want to make sure we understand that this is a great player, and so. And he got caught in a few turnovers early here. Got caught in a few beginning of last year. And then he kind of settled it down and played very good football down the stretch. So this is what I expect of him. This is what, you know, you asked me the question if I had trust in him making the no, I thought he'd do the right thing. I mean, that's how I felt.
Three wins have been these dramatic late fourth quarter wins. Can you talk about whether it's offense or defense, kind of the quality you're seeing these guys that's making that possible?
Yeah, listen, the guys are battling. These are good football teams. You know, these are good. We're playing against good football teams. So, and I like the personality of the team. I like the grit, where they're willing to fight. And we had a bump last week. I mean, it wasn't real pretty last week. But they came back and battled and against again a good football team that was coming off a couple extra days of rest there. So it was a fresh football team that had time to prepare for us and so on. And we battled right to the end and ended up coming up as winner.
Andy, did Bell and Reynolds seem a little more settled on the line this week?
Yeah, not listen, I thought they did a decent job. I'll have to I thought the whole offensive line in general was. We were just a little shaky at the beginning. So I think we settled down and picked things up a little better. We were getting the ball out quicker, and it was just a good combination of things, a good rhythm we got into as it went on.
Andy, what are the other teams doing to help negate your pass rush? Because it looked like two quarterbacks that took defense some time to throw.
Yeah, they're chipping and banging, guys. So they're keeping an extra guy in, chipping them either back or – Juan had a nice rhythm going with blitzes and where he was singling guys up and also with, you know, with the four-man rush. But, you know, that's what they were doing, to answer you.
How well did Mike handle the blitzes today? It seemed like he got the ball out a lot quicker than he did.
Yeah, I thought he did a nice job. I thought the receivers got open. Mike did a nice job. The question was, how did Mike do against the blitz? I mean, you know, he was getting the ball out quicker. Yes, he was. He was. He did a nice job against it. I don't know. I guess I saw what the officials saw, you know. I think.
How important it was early on, Fletcher Cox was getting a lot of push in the middle of the defensive line. It seemed like he was doing it later on.
Well, he did. He did a nice job of getting push, and he really did throughout the game. He did a pretty nice job of getting a good push in there. He got a lot of snaps today. So, but I thought he played well.
Andy, Brandon Hughes came in away from Nobby. How did he play?
You know, I thought he did a good job. Actually, I thought he played very well. Yeah, that's he surely didn't shy away from the competition there. He was right up in there battling.
Last one, guys. You didn't get to see halftime, but what did you think of Dawkins before the game?
Well, listen, Doc was fired up. I mean, he got our guys fired up. He talked to the team yesterday and did a great job with that. And then, you know, you got to give the organization, I think, the Lurys did a phenomenal job of putting together a real special weekend for Brian and his family. I mean, it was unbelievable, the things that went on. And then, you know, you could tell he was probably a fan favorite, right? I mean, he and you know why. I mean, this kid, if he doesn't get in the Hall of Fame, I don't know who should. Yeah. So.
Okay. Thanks, guys. Vic will be in here later.
All righty, so there you go. That is Andy Reid. Jeremiah, no injuries, no major concerns, and a head coach that really liked the way his team played physical football. But I got to ask you, I've always wondered that when you say, they were physical. Well, aren't you physical all the time? Does it really change from 1 week to the next?
Well, it does for the offensive linemen. When you run the ball to those guys mentally,